Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Dr. Nikki out of Stanford showed the three elements that make gaming incredibly addictive is that the games have immersion, achievement, and also facilitates social interactions. Now, immersion is common with books, movies, and video games. But video games are unique when compared to movies and books is that they also provide achievement, but now with high-speed internet provides the social interaction. So when you look back in history, 2002 is when the cable modems became mainstream, as well as Xbox Live. 2005, 2006, that's when PlayStation Network came live, and also high-speed internet through Verizon Fios, for example, which is the fiber optic network. So when you're looking at even phone games, 4G became live a couple of years ago. Now, 4G is faster than my cable modem was in 2002. So really, we are at the kind of the tip of the iceberg, because these kids now growing up with high-speed internet, playing games in excess, and they're now introduced to this addictive property of the games being immersive, providing achievement, and social interaction.
Now, talk about the social interaction part of it, because I would think that most gamers are playing by themselves. Is that not the case?
Not the case. So really, the thing that turned me on was the social interaction, because I played games when I was younger. I played the Atari 2600. I played the Pac-Man, the Space Invaders, and the Asteroids. Those games were made to end. You die three lives, you have to start over. So you can only play those games so much. The games that are highly addictive now, like Clash of the Clans or World of Warcraft or RuneScape, they are never-ending worlds. And they're never-ending with peer pressure. So the medical research shows that when men with low testosterone play the game Tetris, and play any other game, actually, and there's a human opponent on the other side, their testosterone levels increase. So we get excited when we play against human players. And I felt that personally. So when I went to med school and I was able to hook up my 56K modem and play Warcraft 2, the Tides of Darkness, a real-time strategy game similar to Clash of the Clans, when I was able to beat another human being, the physiological arousal and rush with that was incredible.
I should mention, you do have a website, right? Is it hookedongames.com?
Yeah, I have two websites. Hookedongames.com is my book website. And then we also have Real Battle Ministries, where basically my wife and I go and speak and educate and help people understand the neuroscience and what it does to kids. And that's realbattle.org.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.